Talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre America. Happy Monday, everybody. I hope you had a great weekend. There was a lot going on this past weekend. Chaos in Stillwater with the boys from Oklahoma. And what else going on? Oh, how could I forget? The Southwest Farm and Home Expo was going on, and it was a blast. It was fun. I didn't get to try any of the barbecue stuff. Seen some of them. Somebody brought the, Randy Smith brought some of the chicken in, and it looked really good. And I hate to say that, I'm a beef man, but whoever cooked these chicken, whatever they were, was really good. The bull sale was a huge success. I think the average was 50 something hundred. It was $1,000 higher than it was, has been. And so, it was good. Thanks to Susie and all the people that helped the Southwest Farm and Home Expo a big success. You guys did an awesome job this year. They was this first time I actually went and watched the pedal pull. It was awesome. And what else? Oh, I'm just going to give you parents a free piece of advice. When you bring your kids to a pedal pull, please make sure they got tennis shoes on and not slick cowboy boots. I seen a couple of the kids' feet slipping when they was trying to pedal pull. So no matter how bad they want to be a cowboy or a cowgirl, please have them got some grip on the bottom of their shoes when they're doing the pedal pull. It was pretty fun. It was pretty fun to watch. And the Ag Mechanic Show was great. There was some Canute had a lot of stuff over there. On some of their items that they were actually selling that they built in the shop. That was good. And what else? And there was just a lot of good vendors there. That's all I can tell you. Rodney Michaels sitting out there with Trailer Tech with all of his cool trailers he had there. And then we had Walls Equipment had their Coyote tractors and all that good stuff there. And mowers inside. So did some other people had their booth set up in there with riding lawnmowers, and then Great Plains Kubota had a swather and a couple balers over there and the Kubota trailer or tractor, sorry. And so anyway, it was awesome. You didn't go, you missed, and it's free. And then all these people with all these free candy and popcorn and ice cream, you guys should be ashamed of yourself for doing that. I tried them all. So there you have it. Okay. And also they had a really good attendance for the CEU class for Oklahoma State and Fowler Insurance put on. Oh yeah, the cotton, got some news for you for the Cotton King. I stood by him at the bull sale. He, just so you know, he did bid a couple times on a bull, but he's such a cheapskate. He wants one of them cheap bulls. So he didn't get no bull spot. That's all I can tell you. And but there were some really nice bulls there. Just there was some, it looked like Saturday was Hereford Bull Day. Them were the ones that were bringing quite a bit more money than the Angus and stuff. But that's just, and it was just opposite at Cheyenne. So what's that tell you? You just, farmers, cattle producers don't know what they want from one week to the next. No, I'm just joking. But Muller had some Hereford bulls in there, and actually, there was really, they do. I just noticed from the sale, like starting at Roger, at the Roger Mills cattle bull sale there, and going to ones like the Schweitzer and the Davis and all of them, Harrison, all of them. It's just, the later you get in the season, the bigger they want the bull ready to go. Bulls bought Saturday that brought the most, for the most part, not every one of them, were the bulls ready to turn into the pasture, ready to go, 100%. Kick him out of the trailer and let him go do his thing. So they're more the ones. But at the first of the bull sale season, it's just like people are being a little particular and they kind of know what they want, kind of don't. So we'll see how that goes. Okay, let's check out the markets real quick. I got a really special guest coming on today, coming up here in about 5 or 6 minutes. We're going to be talking rodeo, horse shows, the whole works. Did you guys get to watch any of the rodeo on the Cowboy channel this weekend? And Swazoo was going on. There's a lot going on this weekend. Okay, let's check out the markets real quick. Let me update them. Come on. Fire up there. All right. Grains don't look so bueno today. May corn, 485, down 4.5. July's 493, down 3.75. Soybeans for May, 1043, up 0.5. July's 1052, down 1. Soybean meals down 330 for May at 296.30. July's 302.40, down $3.50. Soybean oil, May, 46.63, down 72. Hard red winter wheat, May, 556, down 11.25. July, 570, down 12.75. And then what else we got? Cotton, July, 65.33, down 168. West Texas intermediate crude oil, May, 60.98, down 52 cents. Natural gas is down to 343 for May. And the NASDAQ and the Dow and S&P, they're active and they're actually in the green. So everything's good. Cattle looks good. Live cattle, April 203.65, up 117. June 198.42, up 162. Feeders for April, 287.65, up 247. May's up 235 at 281.05. And August is 286.45, up 277. And lean hogs, April 85.47, up a nickel. And May is 87.90, up 132. All right, today is the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association happy hour. So let's take an OCA break. When we come back, I got Julie and Lori going to be on here. We're going to be talking horse shows up north around Woodward and rodeos up around Woodward. Today's rodeo day. So we'll be right back after this.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You know, I think the best advice that I could give a young couple is to go sit down and talk to an insurance agent. I see a lot of young couples, they're just getting online. I mean, they're just clicking the button and clicking what's cheap. And, well, if I click this, it makes it a little cheaper. But if I click that, it makes it go up. Well, there's a reason why it goes up. You need to know what you're paying for. And if you're paying for it, you need to make sure you've got the right coverage. You know, another piece of advice I would give is when you go in and talk to that agent, you need to discuss getting some life insurance. It doesn't have to be me. Any agent can help with that. But a young couple, you need to go in and sit down and talk to someone and understand what you're doing. You know, a term policy on a younger couple, it's a whole lot less expensive than what people think. And the younger you buy it, the cheaper it is. It's worth finding out how minimal that expense is because it's life-changing if it's needed. That would be my best advice.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Save money on tools and filters you need right now at Napa. The Napa tool and filter sale continues through April 19th. I don't have enough time to give you the specifics about all the deals and the money you'll save. For that, look at Facebook and search Napa Western Oklahoma. But I can tell you that this sale at their Elk City store includes name brand tools and equipment like Milwaukee and Carlisle. Find what you need for what you drive and find it on sale right now. It's the Napa tool and filter sale through April 19th on West 3rd Street in Elk City.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted high-pro feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Are you looking for a new metal building that's built to last? Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone brings you top-tier craftsmanship and second-to-none quality with attention to detail. From luxury custom barn dominiums to shops or barns and commercial buildings, our buildings don't just look good, they're built to last with all custom weld-up, I-beam, and C-purlin construction. From design to completion, we do it right. That's Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone.
Ranchers, the Hemp Hill County Beef Cattle Conference in Canadian, Tuesday and Wednesday, April 29th and 30th, will feature the most important issues and the best speakers in the cattle business. Go to the website or call 806-323-9114 to get your tickets today. Tickets include 3 big beef meals, all the presentations, 115 trade show exhibitors, and celebrating our 10th anniversary. See you in Canadian.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Yeehaw! All right, let's check out some weather in Lipscomb, Texas. 58 degrees, humidity's 32, dew point 28. The winds are out of the north at 19, with wind gusts up to 24. Peak wind gust today, 34 mile an hour. 34 one-hundredths of an inch of rain so far this month up there. No red flag or sub-freezing minutes. Ambient soil temperature, 61 degrees. Okay, well, I got some really special guests on today. The world famous Lori Campbell and Julie Whalen are on here with me today. What's up, ladies?
Hi, Jimmy. We're so happy to be with you.
Yeah,
thanks for having us.
Oh, no problem. So, did you guys have a great weekend?
Yeah, I had a really great weekend. We worked some calves, and gosh, the weather was just all over the place. There was something for everybody, as long as you liked wind. Listen,
I'm
loving this 90 degrees.
Are you?
We're over winter time up here. We're ready for rain and sunshine.
Oh, well, I seen, Lori, where you posted on where you guys were working the calves. You guys do it so much different than I do. I put them in the trailer and I take them to the vet.
Hey, there is no wrong way to take good care of your animals, because everybody at the end of the day is doing what works best for them and their situation. Mm-hmm. So power to you.
I 100% agree with that.
Yeah, you guys, there's physical work involved. No, I'm kidding. So.
Hey, listen, I've still got teenage boys around my house. They need something to do. They need plenty of calves to flank.
Oh, no kidding. Hey, so before we get into the dive into what you guys are going to talk about today, so did you guys have a chance the last few days to watch the American Rodeo on the Cowboy Channel by chance?
No, we were just talking about that. Neither one of us got to tune into that, but the American is always a great event. They've got so much money added, and, I mean, it's incredible what they've done with that.
Oh, yeah, and what caught my attention was, one of the things that caught my attention, there's this little 11-year-old girl named Dusty Hall, or Dusky, I think, is D-U-S-K-Y. So is that Dusky or Dusky? Either way, I guess it could go either way. And it's not Dusty, I know that much. She set the arena record, I believe. Let me see here. For a new arena record, and will be riding. I don't know that she won the $1 million. I think that Casey Lowry did, or she regained her deal back. But still, 11-year-old in there racing for $1 million around the barrels.
Yeah, if you think that kids can't be competitive, and if you haven't watched any youth rodeo lately, like, your kids are having to run against that 11-year-old somewhere else, too.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, she's here. We might as well go home. But it's not true. That girl, her and her horse are jiving. And that makes, and you guys know, way more about horses than I do, but when you guys are clicking together as a team, nobody can beat you.
Yes, it's incredible. When everything all comes together, there's so many different variables when you're competing on animals, but it's a really, really awesome thing when it all comes together and you're just completely in sync. And, those younger kids, they can have a bit of an advantage too, because they're just lighter than everybody else, and it makes a difference on how a horse can turn the barrels and how fast they can run.
I think she did this in like 15.08, which was a record. She's almost done. I'm rewatching it right now. Hang on, I'll tell you what her time is. It is 15.133 on the barrels.
Crazy fast, yeah.
Yeah, and then this other girl, and I can't find her deal, this other young lady, not girl, but young lady, on the breakaway roping, which, by the way, everybody's heard me say it more than once, has become my favorite new rodeo sports. She did a 1.88 breakaway to win.
That breakaway deal has gotten so competitive, and I can't wait to see it as an NFR event. We're just getting closer and closer to that every day. Big shout out to our own Ellis County, Taylor Munsell. We are always cheering for her.
So, all right. So before we get into the cool stuff about the horses and stuff, Lori, what's happening with OCA this month?
Hey, I have a little bit of official business I want everybody to know about. Custer County Cattlemen's is going to have a meeting Thursday, April the 24th. That's next week. They're going to do 6 o'clock, do their vendors. 6:30 is their meal. And Attorney General Gentner Drummond will be there. So it's going to be super interesting. Michael's going to be there to talk about, the things that are kicking off in the legislative session. They do ask that you would please RSVP by the end of the week. You can call Larry Bryan at OSU Extension for Custer County, 580-323-2291.
And that's coming up what date?
Next week, Thursday, April the 24th.
Okay, very good. And then, let's see, you say Drummond's going to be there?
Yes.
What's going to be the headliner? What's going to be the topic?
I don't know. I don't know for sure what all they're going to let him talk about.
Are you going to be there?
Maybe.
No, that was a good answer, because I was getting ready to open that door.
Yeah, I saw that one coming.
Yeah, my bad. I'll be a little sneakier next time. Okay. Well, hang on a second. Let me get there. I'm there. Julie, let's talk about the horse show coming up.
Okay.
It's actually a series, ain't it?
That I'm doing over here in Arnett, it's a series. So we've had, we've already had our first one. That was on March 30th, and then the next one coming up is this weekend on the 19th on Saturday, and then the last one will be May 24th.
How many? There's going to be three? Is that right?
There's three. That's correct. There's three.
And this is the Rafter Diamond Bar Ranch yes. Horse Show Series, right?
Yes, that's a mouthful, but yes.
Yes, yeah. I was sitting there going, did I say that twice or not? talk about, let's go class by class. Let's talk about each class and tell everybody what it is.
Okay.
So if you missed the first one, can you still come to the other two?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you missed the first one, you can still come to the other two. The only thing with that is you can't qualify for the top hand award. So to qualify for the top hand award, you have to be in all three shows.
Well, cool. So there's still a chance that it could still win the bottom hand award.
Yeah, the bottom hand's still open. We're saving that one for you. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about the different classes.
Okay. So there are 7 classes: Maverick, Cowboy, Senior Rope and Circle, Junior Rope and Circle. So there's 4 in that division. And then the other division is the Box Drive. And you're going to have the Open Box Drive, and the Senior Box Drive and the Junior Box Drive. So we'll start off with the Maverick. The Maverick class is a class that you can ride any age of horse, but you have to ride one-handed in a shank bit, any kind of shank bit. It doesn't matter what kind of shank bit, it just has to be a shank bit, and you have to be one-handed. And all the classes are pretty much laid out the same. Every single class does a reining pattern, and I post that reining pattern on Facebook, or if somebody texts me, you know, I can text it to them so they can look at it ahead of the show and practice it if they want at home, or not, show up, wing it. That's what I do.
Right, yeah. That's the best way.
Yeah, I mean, who needs practice?
Yeah.
Yeah. We like to be surprised just like everybody else. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so, that's the Maverick, right?
Yeah, that's the Maverick. It's the one hand. Any age of horse just have to be in a shank bit, and you have to be one-handed.
Okay.
The Cowboy class is more designed for, like, your younger horses, or if you have an older horse that you're kind of struggling with in a shank bit, or, you know, getting them correct or something. So you can ride two-handed in the Cowboy class, and you have to ride in a ring snaffle, any type of ring snaffle, or any type of traditional hackmore. So the reason why we separated that was to give the judge something to judge and to have something to kind of make the classes a little bit different, so you don't have, you know, your 14-year-old been there, done that horses going up against your young horses in the same class.
Oh, I gotcha.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
And because I didn't want to have to enter the same class as Jeremiah.
Why not? I heard you were better than him anyway.
You heard wrong, because I got a no score at the first show, and he was, like, 3rd place in his class. Yeah. So he's, like, way ahead of me.
Yeah, but you're lucky at winning rifles than him.
Okay, now, that is true. I do have a lot of good luck on my side.
All right, Lori, so you were in it. What did you do wrong? I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. What did you do?
No. I had to ask. I am happy to talk about it. So I'm riding a horse that she is transitioning from being a two-handed horse, like riding in a snaffle, and she's transitioning to neck reining. And it was like a 60-degree temperature change. And the wind was blowing, and she was not on top of her game that day, and we had some struggles. She did okay in her pattern, but we're still working on our spins and some of our maneuvers. And then when it came to the cow work portion, she did not real great. Like, they're supposed to control their cow on one end of the arena, and then you take them down the fence and turn them, and take them down the fence and turn them, and she missed one of those pretty good. And then you have the option in the class that I was in, it was rope or circle. And so then you have the option to either circle the cow up in the middle of the pen and just show that you can control it, mm-hmm. or to rope. And I made a terrible decision, and I decided I was going to rope.
On a day that was blowing 60 mile an hour.
And so my loop hit my calf, like, right in the back of the head instead of going over its nose. And I missed my 2 loops, and so then I ended up with a no score.
Yeah.
So it was your fault.
It was 100% my fault.
Yeah, because in the roping class, in the roper circle, if you choose to rope,
You have to actually cut.
You have a two-loop limit. If you miss your two loops, then you get a zero score.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. Great idea, Lori. No, terrible idea.
It's all right. I'm the only one who's keeping track of scores.
So you got to see it all, didn't you?
Oh, I sure did.
Yeah, she had really good feet.
No judgment here.
Okay, let's move along. I'll say, so to get into the rope or the circle part is $150 entry fee, correct?
$150. So
75% payback?
Yeah. So the classes that are rope or circle is the Maverick Cowboy, the Senior Youth Rope or Circle, Junior Youth Rope or Circle.
Okay.
And also, I'll add on to this, in the kid classes, the senior youth and the junior youth, I made the rules. The kids can ride any age of horse in whatever they want, however they want, because the main concern with the kids is their safety. That's all I care about.
Okay.
And so they can ride however they want, but the adults do have to do the one hand or two hand.
Okay. Very good. All right. Yeah. Let's go over to the right side of it before we go to break. We'll talk about the box drive box.
Yeah, box drive, box drive. There's an extra little drive at the end there. So the open box drive, that class has been really geared towards, like, people who are wanting to get into showing, beginners. Maybe you don't have a horse that's seasoned well enough to go do a couple fence turns on them.
Like Lori's?
That class is really...
Yeah, that's probably what I should have entered.
That's what I should be entering into, but I don't. So it's really geared towards, if you want to get a horse correct going down the fence, that's the class to enter in. Because you're not doing your fence turns, you're just working your cow on one end of the arena. You're going to drive it down the fence and then just work it on the other end of the arena, and then you'll drive it back down the fence to end your time. And so you're not doing any turns in there, so it really helps the horse kind of set them up to start going down the fence.
All right. And so you got the open, and that's what, basically anybody 18 or older?
Yes, anybody 18 or older.
Over 18, yeah.
Yeah, over 18, yeah. Because my senior youth is 14 to 18.
Okay.
So it'd be technically 19 and older, yeah.
And the entry fee on that's $100?
It's $100. And the same bit rules still apply in that class. If you're, it's not separated, it's just one class, but if you're riding a shank bit, you got to ride one-handed, ring snaffle, hackmore, two-handed.
Okay, and this is going on at Arnett this coming Saturday. Is it Saturday or Sunday?
It is Saturday, okay. Yes.
April 19th. So you're going to have, I'm being optimistic here, you're going to have a rain day?
So I have made the executive decision. We are going to start at 8 rather than 10. The forecast was showing like it was going to start raining. There's a 20% chance when I looked at 10.
Right.
And then it went up to 50 around 2 o'clock. Last show, we started at 10 and we ended around 2 o'clock. So I'm thinking if we bump it up to 8, we might get ahead of it a little bit and be able to get finished up.
Awesome. I hope you get rained out. No, I'm kidding.
I'm hoping we're getting rain, yes.
Yeah.
Now, we would like to get the show done first.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And all right, and that'll be at the Arnett Arena, which is where in Arnett? I mean, Arnett's a huge place.
Yeah, it's going to be really hard to find. Super
hard.
Kidding.
it's on the west end of Arnett as you're going out of town, going west. I'm sure a lot of people have been to the Ranch Rodeo in Arnett. It's at the same arena. But there's a white building on the southwest, on the west end of Arnett, on the south side of the highway. And then you go through a drive and the arena is south of that building.
Is that right there by the propane place?
Yeah. And it's that's where the old racetrack is. Yeah. Like the old grandstands and stuff are still there. You can see it right off of Highway 60. You won't have any trouble finding it.
No, it says Ellis County Fair Association up above the gates, and you just drive in there.
Okay, so if anybody's got any questions or want to enter, how do they get a hold of Julie on that?
Okay, I have Facebook, so they can go on there. It's Rafter Diamond Bar Ranch. They can message on there. They can email me at rafterdiamondbar@gmail.com. Or they can text or call my phone number, which is 580-938-0015.
Cool. Hey, we got to take a break. And when we come back, we'll start on the next thing. We got lots to... Hey, you're doing a really good job, Julie, because Lori said you was going to be a nervous wreck.
Oh, no. So, I could talk for 3 hours about this stuff.
Well, no wonder she came in last and Jeremiah got third, because she doesn't know what she's doing.
Thanks for getting me in trouble again, Jimmy.
No problem.
Can't get any worse than a zero.
Hey, if I get a chance to come up to the one in May, which I know I can't this weekend because it's, Lori, you can vouch for me. It's alumni weekend at Sayre. You know what's going on.
Yeah, you got to be there for that.
Yeah, I got to be there for that one. But if I get a chance to come up, I really would like to come to that one in May. And So if I do come, Lori, you buying me calf fries at Pack Saddle?
Absolutely. Yeah. And hey, on the May show, we're going to try to have some food trucks and have some vendors set up and kind of make it like a real fun event for the whole community too to come.
Oh, enjoy. Cool. All right. Yeah. Okay. Well, we're going to take an OCA break and we'll be right back after this. So don't go nowhere.
Okay.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey farmers, it's Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. It's time to plant summer cover crops. We carry the best quality cover crop seeds available. If you need ag chemicals, we can ship bigger orders straight from the warehouse to your farm with unbeatable prices. And as always, we're an authorized livestock nutrition center dealer. Call us, visit us on South Randall in Elk City, and follow us on Facebook. SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a harrow, or a chisel. Your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices. Either use baling wire as a temporary fix or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place, and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field, getting your work done.
Join the KECO Roadshow for Cheyenne Arapahoe Pioneer Days, April 18th and 19th in Hammond, Oklahoma. Friday night is gospel singing at the Community Fellowship Church at 6 p.m. Then on Saturday, enjoy delicious pancake breakfast from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. at the firehouse. Participate in the half marathon at 7:45 a.m. and the 5K fun run at 9 a.m. Arts and crafts, quilt show, and a flea market starting at 9 a.m. Games in the park, beard contest, and a free carnival from 10 to 2. Watch the parade at 10:30 a.m. on Main Street, then feast on free barbecue in the park at noon. Catch the rodeo at 5 p.m., the fireworks at 9 p.m., then dance the night away with the Ouachita River Boys at the firehouse at 9:30 p.m. For more info, visit Cheyenne Arapahoe Pioneer Days on Facebook, The Penny News, or contact Brenda Archer at 580-821-1069, or Cheryl Ivey at 799-0467, or Dolan Ivey at 799-2318. Cheyenne Arapahoe Pioneer Days, April 18th and 19th in Hammond, Oklahoma. Come and enjoy the festivities.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boombacks, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. For all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs. Or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
The Oklahoma Medical Research Foundation wants to help you age well. Foundation board member Gail Moncrief and Foundation president Dr. Andrew Weirich invite you to a complimentary lunch and conversation about healthy aging. It's Tuesday, April 22nd at 11:30 at the Oak City Golf and Country Club. Come hear prominent medical doctors discuss ways to live better as you age. Please RSVP online by April 15th. omrf.org/Oak City. omrf.org/Oak City. Lunch and a conversation about healthy aging, April 22nd at the Elk City Golf and Country Club. This message brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
One of the purposes of the FFA is to teach high school students the principles of successful farming. But FFA also serves as a training ground for civic leaders through speech contests, community improvement projects, and leadership camps. Today and every day, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members.
Leaders aren't born, they're made. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre loves how FFA creates leaders every day.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your ag weather for northwestern Oklahoma. Big town of Arnett, 61 degrees, dew points 28, and humidity's 27%. Winds are out of north-northeast at 16 with wind gusts up 25, 32 one-hundredths of an inch of rain, 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 66 degrees, 8-12 sunset, 68 today, 42 tonight, and just gorgeous tomorrow. It's partly sunny and 69, but no wind. Well, on the phone with me right now is Lori Campbell and Julie Whalen. And hey, ladies, are you there?
Hey, Jimmy, we're still here.
Yeah, all right, cool. Hey, we were talking about the deal going on in Arnett, so let's move. First, I got a question before we move along. Not a trick question. How much does a good horse cost nowadays?
Oh, boy.
Well, you can spend just as much as you want to, Jimmy.
Depends on your definition of good, I guess.
What would $100,000 get you for a barrel racing horse?
$100,000 should get you something that's at least halfway sound and can win some money.
So what's it take to get a good one?
Hey, there's no limit to what you can pay. No, what they're worth is what somebody wants to pay for them.
Okay, what about a good roping horse?
Well, again, yeah. I mean, it just depends on what you want to get.
Let me rephrase all these questions. I'm going to simplify this. What's a decent roping horse going to cost me? What's a good one going to cost me? And what's a really good one going to cost me?
Well, so the old $2,500 horse is now like a $10,000 or $15,000 horse.
Yes.
And then you just keep on going up from there.
Yep.
I mean, when you start looking at team roping horses, breakaway horses, anything that you're competing on where you have the opportunity to win money back for your investment in that animal, then, you know, there's potential to make money with them. And so, you know, people will give more money for those for competition, whereas, like, people that just have one, their only job is for that horse to make them happy. You know, it's kind of more of a hobby. So typically they're, you know, probably not going to give quite as much money for one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So has there any of these, like, $10,000 just bought the horse from another guy come in and just kicked $1 million one's ass?
Oh, yeah, it happens all the time. Way back in the day, the famous horse Bozo in the barrel racing, that horse was a feedlot horse, and, like, that girl gave, like, $500 for it.
Yeah, so, that's the kind of stuff I like to hear.
Yeah, there's just Cinderella stories and everything.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, let's get on. Let's go back to get away from my horse journalism. Get back to this, the roping on 1,000 Hills coming up, the Women's Ranch Rodeo Association. It's coming up really quick. What, 2 weeks, isn't it?
Yeah, so that one is in 2 weeks, and they're going to have two different events up there. Gracie White's the one that's in charge of that, and she is doing, she's on the board for the Women's Ranch Rodeo Association. It's the WRRA, if you get to Googling on that. So she's got the Women's Ranch Rodeo at 6 p.m. on April the 25th. They're going to do a doubleheader, so two rodeos in a row, Sort Mug Doctor and Maverick Brand. And then Saturday the 26th at 10 o'clock, they're going to do another doubleheader, Sort Mug Doctor and a classic trailer loading. And then Saturday, which is the 26th at 2 o'clock, she has a ranch horse show. And it's set up a lot the same as Julie's as far as the different classes that are available. And you can enter online if you'll look up the Thousand Hills Ranch Horse Show, and you can call or text 580-216-6427. And she's still taking entries for the horse show, but the entries are already closed for the Women's Ranch Rodeo.
I like her, the quote on here. It says, "The horse is prepared for the day of battle, but the victory belongs to the Lord." Proverbs 21:31. Yes, ma'am. That's awesome. Okay, so where's this happening at? At the fairgrounds?
No, that one happens right there at the Thousand Hills Ranch Church. The address and everything is on their website or on the Facebook, but it's like on the south edge of Woodward, more or less.
Okay.
So they've got a nice arena there. All of the money that they make off of their events goes to paying for the church building. They've got a really nice building there. And they used to have to hold their services at Woodward at the sale barn. And so they've been able to build that facility out there. And the profit from all of those events goes to paying for that.
How awesome is that?
Yeah, that's extremely awesome. And they're able to reach people that, you know, otherwise might not step foot in a church. And they just do some great work up there. So
are either one of you guys going to be participating?
Well, no. I actually had a couple of teams call me to see if I would sub in and help them on Friday night. But John is playing baseball, so I've got district baseball. So I'm going to have to miss that. But I am going to try to go on Saturday for the horse show. And I think Julie's going to be up there helping them with some of the judging.
Yeah,
so.
I'll be on the judging side, so no competing for me.
She's probably glad you're not there. Sorry.
No, but the Women's Ranch Rodeo deal is really cool. It's very similar to the events that they do at a men's ranch rodeo. They don't do wild cow milking, and they don't do any bronc riding.
Yeah.
But they still rope and tie stuff down, mug stuff down. Just super cool. A bunch of really tough, handy ladies getting it done.
Okay, tell me something about the Women's Ranch Rodeo Association.
Okay, so I have been involved with the Women's Ranch Rodeo Association for a really long time. I think it was started in the early 2000s. One of the first events that I remember going to was in about 2004, 2005 probably, and they had their finals at the American Royal. So it was a bunch of women in Kansas that actually started that, and then it just expanded from there. So there'll be teams from Texas, New Mexico, Kansas, Oklahoma. They've had teams from Florida before.
Mm-hmm.
It just really has helped for women to be able to showcase their ranch skills and not have to compete against the guys, not that they're not handy enough. But it's been a really, really cool thing to watch that grow. And the women, you know, some of them are full-time cowgirls. A lot of them are, you know, paying for the ranch by working a job in town. There's secretaries that go and do this stuff on the weekend. So it's a really neat cross-section of people, you know, gals in their 20s all the way up to their 60s. So, yeah, it's just a really neat way for women to be able to showcase their ranch skills.
So when about what time frame of the year is the finale for the Women's Ranch Rodeo Association, like at the Royal?
Okay, so what they do, the past couple years they've been at Pawhuska, and they're going to be there again in October. It's October 16th through the 18th this year. They'll have their finals at Pawhuska.
Okay, cool. You know they're building a new Royal Arena?
I read that, and I figured you being the big Kansas City guy, you'd know all about that.
Well, all I know is that they're building one out there by the Kansas Speedway and over there where Cabela's is and all that stuff. So, dude, bring in the Bucks, would you?
Wow. Yeah, that's going to be really cool. Which, I mean, you know how it is with Oklahoma City, you know, up in their facilities everywhere. I mean, you just have to have a great spot for people to come to those great events.
Yeah, because OKC learned their lesson with the NFR.
Yeah, absolutely. And you don't want to have to ever, you know, lose something like the NFR because a lot of times those events just don't come back.
Yeah. Right. Yes. No, and that, no, never. I mean, the national finals in Las Vegas, you know, that's a fitting place for it. I mean, I don't know of hardly anybody around here that doesn't go to the NFR and Vegas.
Yeah, and, you know, no place loves Cowboys as much as, you know, Oklahoma and Texas, but being able to go to Las Vegas, there's just, you know, as far as your hotels and just being able to handle that number of people for that amount of time, mm-hmm. you know, and then with all the extra stuff that goes on at South Point and, you know, that time of the year, the weather's just better. I'll always argue to support events in Oklahoma, but Las Vegas kind of makes sense for the NFR.
Yeah. Then they just need to leave everybody else alone and have that deal. I was curious about the Women's Ranch Rodeo Association and it's got it going on. You ladies got it going on.
Oh yeah, totally, totally. Hey, speaking of all the stuff Julie has going on, she has a couple sponsors she's got to run through real quick. Is that okay?
Oh, are you trying to pull a radio crap on me or something?
No.
Okay. Well, you got 2 minutes.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Oro Ranch, the Pockner Outfit, Parker Horses LLC, Chapman Livestock, Walker's Western Store, 1902 Legacy Beef, Bull Creek Ag and Outdoors, Contreras Performance Therapy, Red Hills Performance Horses, Adams Breeding Services, Trader Farrier Services, Gage Cattle and Feed, Woodward Elks Rodeo, Martin, Jean, and Jackson, Attorneys at Law, Thousand Hills Ranch Church, A to Z Lawns, County Line Supply, Ellis County Animal Hospital, You and Me Ranch, Williams Cattle Company, and 3M&H Land and Cattle. Did I do that fast enough?
Oh, no, you did it twice fast. You still got a minute left. No, I'm just kidding.
But, okay, no. It's a minute.
Hey, how cool is that you guys got the County Line store in Arnett?
Oh, man, we are so happy, so happy to have them there. James and Randy Sweet, they're some of our favorite people in the world. They do a great job of keeping things stocked there. And, yeah, it's really great to have them in our community at Arnett. A lot of people did business with them at Visai as well, but having them right there up the road is super handy.
I mean, literal lifesavers on that. Otherwise, we would have been going a ways away for feed.
Yeah, because the day I pulled into not the last time I've been there, but the day that I pulled into Arnett and they just closed that, I was like, oh my God, what the heck are they going to do for around Arnett? Because that's important. That's an important lifeline to the producers there.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we all thought. Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, there were guys that they go in there and they buy one cake box full of feed at a time. And, and what about all of the little stuff that you don't think about? You know, it's not like we have, it's 45 minutes to the closest Walmart or Atwoods or anything. Yeah.
I mean, even just a pair of pliers.
Just your basic supplies that you need, you know, to get through a day right there. It would have been really tough if they hadn't gotten that open back up.
Well, I'm super glad they did, because I think that's awesome for you guys there. And okay, we got 1 minute left now. What do you guys? What do you want to talk about?
That last 5 minutes ago.
Oh, wow. No, actually, I don't. I got to go. I got one set of commercials left. Hey,
well, you better get going. You're going to be in trouble.
I know. Lori and Julie, this has been fun. Sorry I picked on you, Lori. I think that's the first time I ever picked on you, but I wanted to impress Julie. So.
You can pick on me anytime, Jimmy.
No, you guys, if you got any questions at all, just get on Rafter Diamond Bar Ranch Facebook page, or Lori's got all this on her Facebook page.
Yeah.
And check it out. There's a lot of good stuff coming up with the ranch rodeos and women's rodeo stuff coming up all in the next month or so. So everybody have fun. Ladies, thank you very much for coming on today.
You bet. We're easy to find. Thank you so much, Jimmy. Thank you.
All right. We're going to take an OCA break, and we'll be right back after this.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, April the 4th. 687 head were sold, 5 head of steers at 498, brought 355, 20 at 507, brought 375, 3 at 633, brought 342, 10 at 665, brought 324.50, 5 at 699, brought 308, 6 at 824, brought 246, 5 at 869, brought 241, 4 head of heifers at 254, brought 445, 40, 4 at 440, brought 346, 8 at 553, brought 316, 4 at 591, brought 285, 19 at 714, brought 260, 20 at 775, brought 264, butcher cows were 68 to 165.50, butcher bulls brought 122 to 200, bred cows were 1275 to 342.25, pairs brought 1800 to 3700, Elk City Livestock Cox, Elk City, Oklahoma, sale every Friday at 9 a.m. You can sign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling, someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Your family is sitting around the supper table and something interesting happens. Just a few moments ago, there was lots of rustling and noises. And now nobody's saying a word. Everyone's too busy cutting up their steak and taking bites. Once in a while, someone says something about how good it tastes, but for the most part, everyone's pretty quiet. They're too busy chewing and swallowing and going back for another bite. The meat was processed exactly the way you wanted it, and all you had to do was tell us what you wanted. We processed your meat to the exact specifications, and since we processed the meat at your place, it was really simple for you. I'm Becky Brown, and my husband's Tony, and we're BT Butchers. It's a mobile meat processing shop. We come to you and make it easy as possible, the way you want it. The website is btbutchers.com. That's B as in Becky, T as in Tony, butchers.com. Remember, it's your meat, and it feeds your family. You deserve to have it processed the way you want it.
Save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires through May 31st. Firestone Ag Tires are 30 to 40% off through May 31. Blair Tire and Feed is helping you get ready for planting season by helping you save money. Here's what you need to know right now. You can save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires at Blair Tire and Feed until the last day of May. Right now, get the tires you need for planting season and save money. For contact information, Google Blair Tire and Feed. Or just drive to Blair and get your tires.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Woo! About got in trouble there. I didn't know. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update. Hobart, Oklahoma, 69. The winds are out of the northeast at 21. 45 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. 66 is your bare soil temperature. 807 sunset. 71 today, 44 tonight, 71 tomorrow. Hope you guys enjoyed the show today. It's The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Sayre and Elk City, America. God bless.